Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to another Playroom Podcast. My name is Hazy J, and I'm here with some special guests. Go ahead, introduce yourselves.
Angelo. AB Bad.
Your mama's favorite nigga.
And?
Kato.
Yes, sir. And,
favorite nigga.
That's crazy. But I wanted to start off this podcast talking about something crazy that happened in the NBA because we got some basketball fans in here and we just need to discuss some something that happened. Jeter, you want to break the news of what occurred real quick, man?
Goddamn, KD fucked up the league again.
Damn right.
Kyrie came through and fucked up the league. Yep. Everybody wanted to go to the West, but and the East is weak. The West is stacked. It's just an open race for anybody in the West. It's like, bro.
Celtics in four.
It's just crazy how they're just doing it. What?
Celtics in four.
Still?
Celtics in four.
I still don't think nobody beating Giannis in four.
We beat them last year.
He was hurt. He ain't had Chris Middleton.
Nah, Chris Middleton was hurt.
What you mean? That's what I said.
I mean,
it's a cakewalk.
No.
It's not. In the East.
It's still not a cakewalk.
More or less,
two teams kind of in the East. Maybe three, if you want to count the Philadelphia 76ers. Do they ever actually achieve what you think they're going to achieve?
Who?
The Sixers, for
being honest. It's still going to be a while, bro.
Yeah.
I'll give them two, three years.
So who the best team?
In the league right now?
Well,
the Boston Celtics.
No.
If we're talking about teams, like, as in, like, put together teams, I can understand the Celtics.
The Celtics won without Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Watch. The Lakers.
You could also say the same about the Warriors as well, too, though. They're still always going to be a good team. You know what I mean? Because their depth, their experience.
That's a bit of a stretch.
But, all right. Before we get off the topic, let's just go back to fucking Kevin Durant going to the Phoenix Suns. Do you think this fucks his legacy up?
Nope.
No, him going to Golden State will forever fuck up his legacy. And it's not just the fact that he went to get the easy rings. If he would have did that under different circumstances, then his legacy would still be intact in a way.
Yeah.
But due to the fact that he went to them after they beat them, that previous
year,
right after, and they choked a 3-1 lead. So you go to the people that came back when you beat you, like, come on now, that's some snake shit. Which is why they called him a snake for a while.
Anything, really. Not even just basketball.
That's like me beating Angelo ass. But then it's like, y'all come and beat my ass, and then I'm like, well, shit, let me team up with y'all.
Yeah.
So we can all beat Angelo ass.
That's exactly what it's like.
It's like, bro, that's fucked up for Angelo.
What did I do?
Yeah, exactly, bro. No. But then he went to the Suns. But it's different now that he went to the Suns because he wasn't working that shit out with Kyrie and James and with the Nets. But now it's like.
They only played 73 games together.
No, it's 87. We're talking about like James Harden, Kyrie.
KD and Kyrie only played 73 games together.
I thought it was 87.
Hell no. Nah. They didn't even play a full season's worth of games
but
together.
Man, how you supposed to make some chemistry work like that?
All three of them, they play less than like 30 games together.
So do you think those Brooklyn Nets just are the greatest disappointment so far?
Not the greatest disappointment, but it's one of them.
Yes and
in terms of expectation, you take three of possibly the most... Not most gifted, but
pretty damn near
skilled superstars offensively.
Why are they
that
not?
You ever get to? And who, then all of a sudden,
KD falls second to LeBron.
Yeah,
James Harden shooting guard wise, I don't see who he would have fallen second to at that point in his career because he was like dropping damn near 50 every other night. Triple doubles every now and again, and then.
But
Kyrie,
that wasn't the same James that ended up in the Brooklyn Nets for sure.
Well, yeah, because it's all about ball control and who's gonna have the ball, who's gonna run points, stuff like that, and then
who's
Kyrie.
Pass, who's gonna shoot,
yeah, who's gonna pass? Who's gonna shoot?
So you think there's such thing as maybe like?
There's only one basketball on the court.
Too much talent, I guess.
No.
That just can't mesh together because
no.
You would think all right, you put three of the really good players anywhere, they just should be good, right? Or is that just too much of an expectation to put
on? No, because when Kevin Durant went to Golden State, that was something everybody thought was going to be a problem, but they meshed and made it work.
Yeah.
So, and then with them three, like, honestly, they were, as soon as everybody found out James was going to the Nets, they were automatic favorites to win it all.
Hell yeah.
On paper, but they just
weren't able to bring it all together, really.
Yeah, Kyrie wasn't, he just stopped playing for personal reasons, and James was, he became iffy once he got there, which was a little bit strange, like, he wasn't his Houston
The personal
Rockets
reasons up. For me is the weird part, because, like, he definitely took one season off just because he was like, bro, I'm not fucking playing, bro. Like, I don't want to.
I mean, he probably was like, man, all this shit going on.
Yeah.
I really ain't. Not saying I ain't trying to play, but I'm not, like, are y'all as dedicated to me as I am to the program or organization? And they probably like, nah. So Kyrie just had to dip off of that shit and get out of there. Yeah. There's a lot of shit probably happening behind the scenes that we
talking
don't
about
even,
the Jew thing?
That shit happened last year. Like, no, that stopped him from playing. And then the owner was saying some shit like, yo, Kyrie shouldn't play or he should apologize. So Kyrie probably was like, yeah, I ain't got my back. What am I doing here for real? So he probably was like, I'm going somewhere I want it.
But he also has like a spoiled, like, entitled thing to him at the same time. Because you can't forget, like, this is literally his job.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, yeah, you're getting paid to play basketball.
Yeah, so the fact that you don't show up to play basketball, like, that's a bad look.
You're wasting our money, bro. We could have got somebody else.
Damn, don't cap. Them niggas is getting millions.
You're getting millions of dribble the basketball I do outside for free. Ridiculous.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think if you're going to, I guess, be that good, right, I think something special about Kobe was the fact that he was that good, but also he worked just as hard as if he wasn't as good as he was. I think when it comes to those three players, at least, maybe Kyrie works the hardest out of the most of them, probably. But
oh, yeah, his work ethic is out of this world.
Out of those three, they're not really is like a leader that emerges when you think of like who's going to command this team. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really one of those people for that. I feel like. So that's another element as to why maybe that just didn't work out.
Well, I don't know, because the reason he left LeBron in Cleveland was because he wanted to be that go-to guy, which is why he went to Boston.
And then he got injured.
He
was good there.
He found out they didn't really need him the way he thought, so that's why he went to Brooklyn. And then KD came there, so it's like, all right, they have KD now. You're still not that main guy.
Yeah.
And now he goes to Dallas, where they have...
He's not the main guy, but he's part of the main shit, though.
Yeah, right,
but,
right.
But he left to
he
be
still
that main
is
guy,
the second,
though.
I feel like he knows
to many
he's not
people.
The main guy with Luka, though. I feel like he knows.
He, yeah. Right. If he doesn't know that, he's insane.
Yeah, he's really delusional. Then. He's going to be delusional. That's
insane.
About to pass the ball to him and just sit back and act like it should happen.
Nah, yeah. So do you think... the West is definitely going to be more contenders going on into the playoffs. And I mean... Does Kyrie and Luka actually make as big of noise as people expect them to as well? Because then you're looking at the Kevin Durant thing, and he's with Devin Booker, he's with Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, and it's almost like on paper for sure, everybody's thinking this is like, how the fuck are you going to beat this team? But like, I don't know, when it comes down to it, you need depth when you got to go for like a long ass title run, because injuries become a thing, fatigue becomes a thing. Like Jokic was the MVP back to back, and this motherfucker was doing everything for his team, just to get gentlemen sweeped by the fucking Warriors, right? So it's like you got a back to back MVP getting his ass worked like that. I mean, you need a well oiled machine, you know.
I mean, I don't know
who's the bench.
Yes and, I want to say yes and no. You don't need a bench, but if you have like a bunch of very good role players, you could definitely, make something happen. You could contend, and you could even win if you really needed to.
Yeah.
Because
for
real, when the Bucks won, it was really just, was Chris Middleton playing that year? I can't even remember.
Yeah, when they won.
Yeah, Chris Middleton, Giannis, and Drew Holiday, and then you got a bunch of role players, and then you got your people who come off the bench and do what they got to do. But if you got a bunch of solid role players who are okay with being role players, you can eventually become champions.
Okay, yeah.
I see what you're saying, too, because they gave up a lot of depth just to pursue Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. And then if they do win, it would just further prove the narrative. Well, it would and it wouldn't, because he had a super team with him, James, and Kyrie.
Yeah.
And they got swept by Boston.
Right.
CS Rise. But
Nah, for real, though. I mean, okay. I don't know. You want to talk about depth, though. Something else that did happen in the West. The Lakers picked up a lot of depth, if you want to call it that.
They're still not going all the way.
We got D'Angelo Russell.
They still are not.
We got
they are still
Mo Bamba, Jared Vanderbilt. But the thing is...
You said who? Mo Bamba and who?
Jared Vanderbilt is good. Rui Hachimura is good. But you got... We still got LeBron James.
They're not... I wouldn't say they're not good, but they're not.
And Anthony Davis.
It's funny. Lakers fans are probably, I don't want to say delusional, but y'all are the funniest fans in the NBA.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know that for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and I'm a Cowboys fan, kind of. But when Lakers fans, when y'all get certain players, y'all like, oh, yeah, this is all we need. This is the final piece of the puzzle. Blah,
it's,
blah,
like the, it's like the expectation of the franchise itself, right? Because you expect us to be good every year. So, like, it's almost on the front office. They got to put some random good players together for a year. And then we have two superstars in LeBron James and fucking Anthony Davis, but that motherfucker's made of glass. So, like, I don't know if he really is as good.
I don't know. I feel like your front office fucked y'all, low-key. Because why didn't y'all... the only reason I can see y'all not getting Kyrie is because he's probably... His mentality was, oh, I'm not trying to play LeBron again. I'm not trying to be in his
shit. Yeah, have that on his career, I guess.
Yeah, so that's probably... Part of the reason, but at the same time, y'all got D'Lo back. Y'all got Rui. Who else y'all got?
Mo Bamba.
I would not expect a lot from Mo Bamba because he didn't do a lot in Orlando.
He wasn't making that much noise.
Yeah, so if he wasn't making that much noise there with not that much, what makes you think he's going to make noise with LeBron James, Anthony Davis, D'Lo, and all these other players?
I think it's like... not even just in Mo Bamba's like case, it's like you playing for the Lakers, you playing for LeBron. We're not playing for you playing with LeBron and Anthony Davis. So I was like, you can't half ass, like, you know what I'm saying, the season or like what y'all came here to do. So I feel like if you playing with LeBron, you know there's a chance y'all going to the championship.
Oh, so you think the LeBron effect will come into play?
Yeah, but we playing with LeBron. We got to play like top tier basketball every time, bro.
We're low key in the era where that's like fading away a bit. I guess, you know what I mean?
What?
Why you say that?
Like, LeBron is someone that's going to be, I don't know, I guess, like, he's still LeBron James, but he's, like, less like, and less over the years. He's going to get older and older, and he got out the first round against Phoenix.
They went to the finals that year, though, didn't they?
I don't know, man.
How old is he now?
He's
38.
I
mean, old.
Couple years left.
People stop when they, like, 40, right?
I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I give him to like 45.
LeBron?
I give him to 45.
Yeah.
Maybe 44.
Yeah, but in those years, he'll probably be coming off the bench.
He ain't gonna come off the bench.
He'll still be a starter at 45?
It's gonna be a slow decline. It's gonna be like a slow decline of LeBron, though. Like, you ain't even gonna notice it, though. He might. Right. It's gonna be like that last year. LeBron, he might just average like 20 and 10 and like 7 or some shit like that. Or 6.
I could see him coming off the bench at that age.
Really?
Bro, you gotta. Look, you have to, for one, you got to look at the talent rate that the league is taking. Yeah, the talent rate that's coming in. It's a positionless league. And then, like, there's the pace of it, too.
It's picking up.
Yeah, all that.
His body probably, he's going to be like, damn, you know, I can't keep up with the young motherfuckers.
Yeah, all that is coming into play. Like, you got dudes that, what's that dude, Wemba, that's overseas, the 7-foot kid? Like,
Wembanyama.
Yeah, we're going to see, like, a whole lot of those. You're going to see, like. I mean, not a whole lot, but you're going to see, like, dudes who, like, are 6'8", LeBron's height,
doing
taller,
everything.
Doing everything. So we're going to get, like, a whole bunch of...
At the point guard. That's going to be the point guard. It's going to be, like, at the small forward, like small forward.
Just more complete.
Oh, you come and say, like LaMelo. How tall is LaMelo? LaMelo's, like, 6'8"?
Nah, some shit like that.
6'9"?
At point guard,
doing damn near everything.
Like,
yeah, we're in... It's just the age of positionless...
Yeah, it's positionless basketball. So, like, not to say he's at that age, he would still be Bron, but he still wouldn't have that impact of, like, you feel me? The Bron that we grew up with.
Like, the dominant.
Yeah, the dominance and all that. So, I wouldn't. He would still be Bron, but him coming off the bench wouldn't surprise me if it ever came down to that. If he still plays to like 45, 44, like
how many championships
he got now? He got four.
Yeah, I would have stopped.
No lie. I mean, he won't even supposed to technically get four, and some people don't really count the bubble. How do you feel about the bubble ring?
The bubble, I feel like that was...
Because it's like...
That was some of the greatest basketball we've seen, because you had people like TJ Warren dropping like 50.
Yeah, 53?
Yeah, Jamal Murray coming out and hooping his ass off.
Nah, yeah. They was like going crazy in that gym.
Just all kinds of stuff. And just because he played...
No audience, right?
Yeah, that too. No just because audience. I feel like they tried to downplay it because he played... since they played the Heat.
Right.
So, like, it was sort of one-sided. But even still, you can't take away from it. Cause
he still won the championship.
Still, you feel me? So, yeah. I feel like he earned that ring. The only person whose ring doesn't count will forever be Kevin Durant's.
Damn.
All the ones he won with Golden State, those do not count. Fan? I was.
See?
Everybody
OKC fan was silly.
Is that the pain talking from when he left, bruh?
Yes and no. But the only reason I say that is because you went to a team that you could have beaten.
Right. Literally, we're very close to beating. Yeah. And I think Steph...
We were up 3-1.
Steph himself even said they weren't supposed to win that year.
Exactly.
To that team.
The fact that you up and leave...
Weird.
Was weird. And then the fact that you go to the team that beat you was like come on, bro. Now. That's some bitch shit.
Yeah.
Now, it would have been different if he went to another team. If he would have went to like... a whole different team, and they won a championship.
Nobody would have said anything.
And then,
I got a ring.
And then he himself, he was like, "Why wouldn't the goal is to win a ring? So why not take the route that's the easiest?" I mean, like, yes, and no.
Right. We don't mean that fucking easy, bro. Yeah. Like literally, bro, the absolute the easiest bro. Thing you could do.
You're the third best player in the league. Top three players.
They just broke the fucking record,
right? Yeah, and they went 73-9 that year.
73-9? Are you fucking kidding me?
They didn't.
And then LeBron beats that
double digits.
Come on now. Niggas lost 9 games.
Then he tried. Then what makes it crazy is he tried to get mad when Draymond was like, "We don't need you," like, cause they didn't.
They replaced this man with Wiggins, and look what happened.
They won.
Yep.
You was just like, bro.
It's the system, bro.
Help us.
It's
too good. Really get over the hump and some, bro.
It's too good.
You get over the hump, but you just came and did it. We just going like this, bro. We over everything now. So
true.
And then what also makes me mad is they try to put the narrative on LeBron's career that really is Kevin Durant's career. LeBron has always. He's always fulfilled every contract to each team.
Yep.
He has never left until his contract was over with.
Right.
He works with whatever they give him.
Yeah.
Sunshine, rain, shitty players, Kyrie players, you feel
role
me?
Role
players. Whether he has to be the go-to guy. 2018? When he took the basically no-name Cavs all the way to the finals and then had to play Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry.
And when he went crazy in the East?
Yes.
He literally had to... Like, literally, put a book bag on and carry the whole team, bro.
He carried
the
fuck
whole
out of
entire team, bro.
But Kevin Durant,
organization, coaches,
and then that
trainers,
team is nowhere near
everybody.
But Kevin Durant, like, cuts his contract short, leaves whenever shit hits the fan. He obviously is not the go-to guy to carry a team.
Right.
Like, that year, it was him by himself against the fucking Milwaukee Bucks, and they lost.
Folded.
He was by himself. He's obviously.
They got swept, didn't
they? No. It went to seven.
It went to seven.
And they got swept.
Remember the toe shot, bro.
Yeah, and that's like shit. Yeah. Like that is like that also impacts his legacy,
right?
Because like he's obviously a player who needs help.
Yeah.
And apparently he needs substantial help if he has to go to a team where they have two superstars.
True.
Because he's ready to be with one of the greatest pure point guards ever.
Yeah.
Chris Paul.
Next shooting guard.
Yeah, and one of the next upcoming greatest shooting
bro
guards.
Bro dropped 70?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Damn. 70?
I mean, like that's not like just some random motherfucker, bro.
He's dropping 70 every night, bro.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell just dropped like 73 not too long ago.
Yeah, that's true.
He's gonna do that shit next
that's game, true, I mean... But yeah, I mean, it's come to the age where, like, it's pretty competitive, I would say, for the league. It's no really actual, like, clear cut as it used to be.
I know for a fact, yeah, the Lakers and Celtics going to the finals.
Type shit, like, we knew the Cavs and Warriors, they were going to go. Oh,
what, 5 years straight, bro?
They and that was just, like, yeah, standard. Yeah, they were going. Like, every other team didn't really matter. They won't make it to the end. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yeah, this man shook up the league again by making a pretty, I guess, soft move. But speaking of soft, let's talk about something interesting that is also happening with the league that can kind of turn into a controversial topic in general. So Cam Thomas for the Brooklyn Nets, he got fined $40,000 for saying two words, and those words were no homo. After he was saying, I think he said something about like, oh, we had some pretty good looking dudes already over here. And then he said, no homo. After that,
$40,000.
He got fined $40,000 for that. So,
two words.
Oh, my God. All right. Now, crazy. We all love the LGBTQ community here, guys.
Bacon tomato?
We're not gonna act like we're marginalizing them, but why the fuck is no homo $40,000 out this man's pocket?
I would have said if you gonna find a man like $240,000, is that just because he in the NBA, bro?
yeah, probably.
That's a lot of money.
They
bro.
Considered it a derogatory term.
I said yes. Homo. So okay. On the way up. So me just saying homo. If I would just say no, like if I would just say homo. How much would that cost?
Is that derogatory if he says just homo, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying homo. Like
this is
because he said no homo. He's like excluding them.
Like right. No homosexuality included.
Yeah,
but nobody got offended. Like you know what I'm saying, like no homosexual went online and was like, oh my god, I'm so offended by this.
Nah, that's probably what happened. It could have been, but
I think a lot of it was just the NBA trying to cover their ass before it could even reach that point.
But you still gotta find him. You can make him apologize. He ain't gotta get fined $40,000.
He apologized himself, but
was this on live TV?
Yeah,
it was like after the game, one of those interviews. He just kind of let it fly.
You know, he hyped up. We won a game and shit. You know, we got guys like this. No homo.
Bro, you just got
to no homo, bro. We won this shit. I'm tired. We high. No homo. I ain't gay. Where the bitch is at?
Yeah, bro. He's just a dude, bro.
It's just... Yeah. And we was talking, me and Jitter was talking about this the other day, low key, because we're just like thinking, okay.
They're trying to censor the way we talk.
Yeah, like... I mean, but if you think about it, what is the opposite of no homo, though? Like, if it was an opposite thing, and we understand, like, okay, he was trying to say that because he wanted to emphasize the fact that him saying that, I don't know, he was just trying to say he's not gay for saying that, right?
A lot of
okay, we are okay with gay people, like, you know, saying whatever they want now, but in a way, it's, like, flipped on us because we can't.
Express
our sexuality of being heterosexual now or something?
I don't know. I can't say no homo. What am I saying then?
I mean, but
as long as it's not malicious,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it wasn't malicious, but at the same time, like you do. We're in a day and age where not society is kind of it is sensitive, well, more sensitive,
right?
But that's why most players, like, whenever they say stuff like before he said no homo, a lot of players just be like pause,
right?
Because pause is a very neutral term,
yeah,
and you can't really like. You can't even say it's derogatory because, like,
what
you
does pause
can,
mean?
Yeah, what does pause mean? Like, pause you could say pause. You could literally say pause for anything.
That's true.
So if he would have said pause, everybody would have, you feel me?
Right.
Rush it over.
Just because
went on with their days. But the fact that he said no homo,
obviously
it means homosexual. It's a way that people, like, over the years have been talking about that type of stuff.
As soon as I seen that clip, though, and as soon as I seen him say, like, no homo at the end, I was like, before he even got fined, I was like, I don't think this is going to end like how everybody thinks it is. Like, I feel like some stupid shit about to happen.
I mean, afterwards...
Yeah, just saying homo in it. I was like...
Afterwards, the fucking reporter,
he,
bro.
He was like...
He said that's some law date? Shit.
Nah.
He would have got a medal.
Oh, my God.
It would have
a medal.
Like, you know...
Good job.
Yes. Yeah, man.
You need more like you in the basketball arena. No, they would not have said that shit. Oh, they be each kicking, other's ass. They be kicking gay niggas like the NFL. You, I know y'all.
Yeah, they used to do that.
That gay NFL player that played for Missouri.
Remember that nigga ASAP Rocky? He was like, he said, "Hey, bro, I forgot about that shit."
He was talking about like fighting in jail or something, right?
No, he was just saying like, whether you slipping on semen. We don't care. We love y'all. And bro was standing next to him. He was like, homosexual.
Yeah,
he was playing football.
That nigga ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, but like, funny, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was on camera, like, when he got drafted, he was on camera kissing a man. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, right, that's love and love shit. But, you know, on camera, everybody ain't fucking with that shit.
I guess. Like, it's wild, but yeah.
Especially in the NFL, you know, in the NFL, that's like predominantly, like you know.
Caucasian.
Yeah, Caucasian. Man, the manliest of men, whatever you want to fucking call it. They probably seen that shit. They're like, we can't have that shit in the locker room, bro. You
gonna be gay in the locker room?
You gonna be in the locker room, bro. Niggas ain't gonna want to fuck with you. We can't be your teammate. It's gonna be like awkward, you know. They don't want to get naked around you.
You think? Okay, so do you
see, that's a double standard in a way. Then,
that's
like the fact that he can't say no homo, just to emphasize that like I didn't mean that in like a homosexual way,
right?
Because when you say good looking dudes, no one's thinking like the way they play. They're thinking about the way they look.
Like we got some good looking dudes out here.
Yeah, so he just meant like the way they was playing, but the fact that you feel me, you can openly. Be homosexual, like how you just said. Why can't I be openly heterosexual the same way like they're openly homosexual?
And that's just,
and we're not knocking them in a sense. Like there's nothing wrong with you. Feel me? Like how you said, love is love. Love who you love. You feel me?
Yeah.
To fulfill yourself or whatever you need. But I feel like, and it's growing to the point where like they're trying to flip the script. We're like, oh, you're straight? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you're heterosexual? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You're not bi, bro. Yeah. Bi is the way, bro. Like, bi is what you need to be doing, bro. Like,
and then not only with the LGBTQ community, but also females are starting to do it, too.
Right.
It's so always like, been accepted for females. Like you ever like, notice a girl can kiss a girl and nobody say shit. But as soon as a man kiss a man, it's like, oh, hold on now.
Cause the dudes be looking at that shit like that was that's hot.
When,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, even if a man
like we like this, okay.
Woman, they be like, yeah, that's right. I like that. That's what I like to see. But then they see a man kiss a man. They're like, bro, get that gay shit out of my face, bro.
But now, I mean, in a sense of like how we are here right now, like we just been kicking it, like girls be like, oh, you with your boys all day, blah, 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 and the third, y'all, you're gay, like, y'all be fucking each other probably, blah, 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 and the third.
Oh, my God.
We're like, bro, girls literally kiss each other on the mouth.
Yep.
They change in front of each other. Do all kinds of homosexual shit. Well, not shit, but homosexual stuff. Yeah, lesbian stuff.
Yeah.
And we're just supposed to like, oh, we just fooling around, or we just friends, or it's not like that.
Like, you just kissed her. You kissed her with your tongue, bro.
Yeah.
You're talking about y'all just friends. Come on, now.
Talk about somebody don't like her like that. Like,
I wouldn't dare stick my tongue out of any of y'all.
Hell no. Nah, I don't know about that. Yeah, not personally. That's just not my preference.
Honestly, I feel
you know?
Like it is an attack on the straight male. For real. I feel like, you know, they like, damn. They started with all the masculinity shit, saying, we don't want people to be masculine. And then it's like, we want you to talk to us. Mental health. But then it's like, at the same time,
tell us your feelings.
Yeah, as soon as we be like, all right, yeah, we'll go to therapy.
This type of way.
Don't nobody want to give a fuck about us?
They anyway. Like, man the fuck up. You a man.
Yeah, like, so it's
you
like,
a man.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Bro, just let men be men, bro. Honestly.
So, like, in this day and age, do you feel like masculinity is, like, just a different... Like differently viewed.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
You know what I mean?
It's not. It's like.
What do you mean by that?
It's like they don't want us to be like actual men anymore. They want us to be like femboys.
Well,
like,
but it's I don't like, know about that extreme, but more or less like like the stuff that was not considered like manly before is.
Nah, I mean that fem. No, the femboy like, shit is like when niggas be like, goddamn, when like
skirts.
Yeah, you know, skirts and shit on goddamn Twitter and shit.
John Cena, bro. What's going on, man?
John Cena.
Come on, bring that shit up. What's going on with John Cena? We ain't gonna just not talk about that either.
All right, you guys were saying that was, so John, well, first of all, for context, John Cena was seen wearing, like, a dress or a skirt and heels.
Dress?
You guys were saying that was part of the humiliation initiation or something.
I guarantee you.
Tell me more about that.
I guarantee you he'll be in a Hollywood movie by next month.
It's part of
you.
Well, he's already been around Hollywood.
He's already in there. But
well, I'm saying he'll be in another one. That's what I'm saying.
He's part of like... It's part of this is just the rabbit hole. No one can confirm nor deny it. That's what makes it a conspiracy. Right. But the whole Illuminati thing is before you join, they have to humiliate you before you can be part of the higher ups.
Whether so it's a sex tape drop or
like the John Cena thing.
One of your family members dies.
Like it's all, what? Yeah, all kinds of shit.
How is that even humiliating, though? Having a family
member. I mean, that's not humiliating, but like that's just part of
it. Yeah, that's like one of the rituals they might do, you know? So do you think that is...
You seen Isaiah Rashad? You know Isaiah Rashad?
Yeah.
You know what happened to him?
No.
He had a sex tape leak
with another dude or something.
Yeah,
but he was like sucking dick. But I love his music.
Yeah,
I love you, Isaiah. All
right, so how do you? All right, how do you feel about that? Are you one of those people who can separate?
Honestly, their product from
the personal person.
Yeah. I fuck with R. Kelly's music still. Sadly,
still watch the Cosby Show.
Nah, I haven't seen that in a while. See, it's a different thing. There's lines between it, I guess, right?
I ain't never watched the Cosby Show like that, but I didn't listen to R. Kelly and Trapped in the Closet. And before I knew what I knew, I thought it was some good-ass music. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to tell me I can't listen to it.
It's what I said, Trapped in the Closet.
You're talking about, I guess, the art objectively will always be kind of good. But then it's the lens of like,
same with like Kanye,
you know what they did
and the Hitler shit
now, so it's different when you listen to it, right?
No, honestly, fuck, I don't know. Kanye West,
that man crazy.
Kanye's
fuck Kanye West.
Why don't you
interesting
like him,
guy?
I've never Kanye lost me when he was like when he called himself a god. He got real narcissistic and cocky.
Yeah,
and then I don't know. After that, I just seen it going downhill from there, and it definitely went downhill. So then, when he flipped the script to the whole Christian thing,
I'm a good Christian.
Yeah, now me, I'm a believer. So when he did it, it was a little bit shaky at first, and then I was like, maybe he's actually turning a new leaf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then Donda dropped. He like the concert had like this like weird like demonic vibe to it, and like
nigga just had Marilyn Manson in that bitch.
It was just like
he like, all right,
it was just too weird. Mom, like he's too
got Marilyn Manson.
He was a little too flip floppy for me, so I just, I don't know, it's hard to separate the
he too
the
far
art
gone, bro. Pete Davidson got a hold of Kim K, but y'all should just kill the man, bro. Y'all should just kill Kanye right there.
Well, they say the Kanye that's out now ain't the real Kanye, it's a clone Kanye who because he's shopping at Balenciaga now.
What that mean?
You see that Balenciaga thing?
Bro.
When they was promoting child pornography?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I see that.
You never seen that?
Hell nah.
Bro.
Yeah, we had kids in BDSM shit.
No way.
Yes, they did.
That is bad. That is not.
And a lot of this stuff is...
I hope it's not surprising.
They're trying to, like, normalize.
Yeah,
I mean...
It's swept under the rug.
Epstein Island, adrenochrome. Y'all know what adrenochrome is? Yeah. You know the adrenochrome theories?
But they trying to...
Talk like, more about that.
Pee. You never heard of the
No. I don't know what adrenochrome is.
So they're trying to make pedophilia sexuality, bro.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to do that.
Bro, fuck no.
How?
They're trying to...
I'm just going to say no.
They're saying that they're trying to use the whole love is love thing to back it up. So they're saying that they can't help that they're attracted to...
Yeah, bro, that shit
a fucking six-year-old kid, and this nigga's 50 years old? Get your old ass out of here, bro.
Now, you know the whole Epstein thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of the...
Do you believe Weinstein is dead?
I don't know who that is. But anyways...
That's a nigga that... Oh, that ain't a nigga.
Oh, you mean Epstein?
Jeffrey Epstein?
Oh, yeah, well, same.
Weinstein was one of them.
No, that's another dude, but he's also some weird
Jewish
shit
guy
going on, too.
But, you know, you think, that's what I meant to say. You mean Epstein? Think Epstein is dead?
No, I mean, I think didn't they kill him?
They probably shipped that nigga to a moon base in space.
They shipped him back to Epstein Island.
Oh, hell yeah.
Back where he's getting the
back to the adrenochrome thing, because I'm curious, what is that?
Adrenochrome is like, all right, so it's this, like serotonin and dopamine and all that.
It's
one of those things that your brain produces, but you produce it a lot when you're younger, which is why your imagination is so vivid.
Okay.
Like how kids can do like play with toys and go outside and use a cardboard box, but it's to them it's a spaceship or a race car or a boat. It's vivid for them, and that's because your brain releases it when you're young. So what they do is they put these kids in a state of fear. Like an extreme state of fear, because that's when the adrenochrome is produced a lot. And
to get the fucking, they're like a experiment, like they're trying to take the adrenochrome from them.
Oh yeah, but it's produced through your blood, so like they get them, what? They torture them and put them in the fear, kill them, they take the blood and they drink it, do sacrifices and ceremonies and rituals and all that. Some of them rub it on their face.
Oh my god.
Some
of them gosh. Drink it.
That's why some celebrities, like, even though they're like what? In their 50s and shit, they look so young. It's not just the makeup, it's apparently from the adrenochrome, and that's how they, like...
And that goes back to, like, that whole Pizzagate thing, too, with, like, yeah. Justin Bieber, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So...
They have code words and stuff like that for it.
What the fuck, man?
And, that's why... That's part of why Hillary, when Trump kept talking about Hillary's emails...
Yeah.
That's why she was deleting it. It had nothing to do with the election, but more so because they talk about that shit through email.
That's crazy. Well, that seems like a horrible way to talk about that.
And then that's why I was like, damn, so this nigga Trump was really just for everybody.
Yeah.
Was he really? We could have got the wrong idea. We don't know. He was never a
politician anyway, though.
You know what I'm saying? They put it in our faces just so, like, because if you put it in their face, like...
Yeah, you can, like, brush it off.
You brush it off, like, they put it in a movie. That's how you know it's not real. Like, it was just TV.
It's just a movie.
It's just...
It's and then it's art. Like a lot of those missing kids that go missing.
Yep.
The government got them, bruh. Like, they are being tortured.
That's horrible.
That's how all these companies come up with, like, new ideas. And you be like, damn, how these people come up with all this shit? And, that, like, that's literally how, like...
You can say the same thing about melanin. And,
black people.
Yeah.
Harvesting
like,
melanin.
They're harvesting it like that, too?
That's what melanin... Like,
bro,
you know,
what the fuck?
Melanin is a sunscreen, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get melanin on the black skin.
Natural sunscreen.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck is that about?
What?
That is true. Melanin is in sunscreen, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural sunscreen.
That's why people...
No, like, it's the materials in it. Like, where are they getting it from?
Niggas.
Probably people.
Bro.
Get out.
Bro, when you were talking about in the car, when you was like, how do even though we're all humans, how does everybody, like, all these racist stuff come out with these distinctive features and we don't look alike?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about where you live, your climate, your diet... And, like, the stuff you have to do from day to day.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Then you also got them, they just inject the blood inside of them, too.
Yeah, that too.
Well, damn.
So it all plays into effect.
We just definitely got pretty dark kind of quick, but that's just how it goes.
Yeah,
that's the rabbit hole, guys, and we're there with you in this rabbit hole.
Welcome to
Medicaid. But, yeah, I mean, take what you just heard. With whatever you want, and do some research, man, because sometimes you just find some shit out and you don't know, like...
Everything ain't what it seems, bro.
Yeah. Dig deeper into it, though.
But, yeah, don't be... They say ignorance is bliss, but don't be ignorant to some of the stuff. Like,
right.
Try to give these people passes and shortcuts and, oh, he wouldn't do that because they definitely will. The government wouldn't do
you
that.
You never know.
Yeah, because they definitely fucking will.
And they definitely do.
The government would chip me and track me everywhere I go.
Yes, the fuck they will. Bruh. All these higher ups and stuff. Like, it's all in our face. It's in the history. It's literally in everything. But people just, they want to live in a blissful world where they don't even got
to
worry about or stress about that
kind of
stuff.
They ain't trying to think about it.
Yeah.
I got too much shit going on. Man.
Yeah.
And that's why they put you under, like, the world like that. They put you and make you worry about shit. So you don't have to look at them. But the reason why they'd be so blatant with their symbolism at times, too, is because they feel like that they won't receive karma if they just tell you up front. So that's why they'll put a goddamn pentagram and be like, oh, it's just a cool pentagram. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it's like they feel like they won't get karma.
Triangles.
Okay.
It's a movie on Disney Plus.
That's
it's a Christmas
wild.
Movie on Disney Plus where the kids hold up a sign that says, Hail Satan.
Wild.
But
so like, that's as blatant as it gets,
like,
man.
It's supposed to say Santa, but you know, if
yeah,
you
okay.
smoke the legs around,
yeah.
it spells out Satan.
Yeah.
Santa is
I mean,
Satan.
That's just crazy. Krampus.
Like
not that. For real, though.
Didn't they say Santa used to, like, instead of dropping our present, he used to abduct little kids?
That's what Krampus is.
Man.
Yeah,
Krampus abducts all
again,
the
it goes back to adrenochrome again.
Oh,
abducts all
my
the
God.
Kids.
Trying to look young. Like, him from fucking Powerpuff Girls, that was the devil. Androgynous being. Man looked like a man and woman.
It's about with the claws? Yeah, I was always confused about him when I was
his
young.
Voice.
All right, so last topic then, because with all this, like, stuff going on, how do you think, like, us as a society can combat it. Do you think it's possible for knowledge to be like spread and everybody accepts it, or will it just always be like this back and forth? Like that's not fucking real.
America is the new Rome,
Babylon type shit.
Yeah, and look where that society is in ruins.
And I feel like and
it started with the stuff that we deal with today, like the whole gender stuff.
Yeah.
Not to knock the LGBTQ, but
homosexuality
was a big ass thing. Pedophilia, because back then in Rome, if you wanted to be part of like the Spartans and all that, you had to get
like raped,
fucked by the higher ups at young ages.
You know, soldier that was older than you, so you would, like,
what?
You would be ready to fight or some shit like that.
Yeah,
you would be ready to fight. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like shit like that.
They did shit like
it's
that.
It's backward, man. It's really like backward.
But it's like
in Rome and Greece,
being evil like that will not prosper, bro. Like, cause you're gonna receive your karma in some sort of capacity.
You know shit was so backwards over there. They used to say like a little dick was seen as a power of superiority, or like it was
because you were smarter.
Yeah, they were trying to make themselves feel better.
Yeah, it was
seen
as a good thing to have a little dick back then. So they was like, no, shit, working with something, bro. Yeah. Imagine being like having the longest dick in the village and nobody ain't fucking with you. They're like, man, fuck with that shit, bro.
Nah, the bitches was fucking with it.
Yeah, the niggas that were fucking with it. Nigga, that shit hurt, bro.
He dumb as hell.
Yeah, nah, they like, bro, you fucking with John?
You never seen no sculptures with no nothing like that, bro.
I'm stuck.
All right, hold on. There we go. But if they do that, they'll be like, oh, it's too...
Yeah, it's too big, bro. It's two in our faces.
Ah.
Hey, bro, partner, what you mean it's my daily life? What you mean, bro? It's my dick.
My dick.
My dick, bro. My dick.
That shit is funny.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that's probably why they getting, like, niggas probably getting fucked and they ain't want no big ass dick in their ass, so they probably just like, man.
Oh my gosh.
Why did they do that shit? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's crazy.
They're trying to normalize that pedophilia shit.
Yeah, like, bro, they probably was like, man, I can't take that shit.
Man, just let it be known. We don't fuck with no pedophilia.
But that's part of the history that they try to cover up. Why do you think they don't talk about
too
that?
Too many cover ups.
They'll talk about everything else, they'll show you the statues. The fully naked statues, but they won't tell you, like, oh, in order to become a Spartan or to join the military, you gotta get fucked by niggas damn near twice.
Well, that's why it's like a big part of misinformation and like the education,
that
like
shit
in our,
harder.
It's like whitewashed, like the whole Christopher Columbus shit. Now we're backtracking it and we figure out Christopher Columbus was a horrible person, raping people and shit.
Oh,
no,
we already knew that.
So it's like
cauliflower, colonizer.
We're taking that shit back.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was crazy.
We're starting to investigate a little deeper. That's what I think our society is changing to now.
It was Hispanics, it was Asian people, it was probably...
And they was the ones who was like, oh shit, it's other people?
Yeah, they came over here and was like, oh... You know what's funny though? They say that it's been discovered even though it was already native.
Yeah.
Indian, well, native Indian, Cherokee.
They was black.
Whatever you want
to
call it.
Yeah, they just there.
They was already here, so how you going to say you found something people already was at? That makes
like
legitimately no sense at all.
And they say Freemason, like they were builders, right? Blah blah blah. But when they came over here, it's a joke that because like everything that they acquired was free, they took it over. So that's why they're Freemasons, because they took America for free type shit.
Literally,
they didn't have to pay. Really, didn't have to pay.
They didn't have to pay.
The most they paid for was probably the Louisiana Purchase. Which is like $1 million at the time. And that's still a lot of money. That was like a lot of money in like what? The 1700s or some shit like that? Who the fuck had $1 million in the 1700s?
Nah. Slave trade.
Yeah, that's crops. Africans over here first too.
Yep. Those are the Indians. Those are Native Americans.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Wicked, wicked, wicked.
They look like you. With locks.
For real, though.
Doing shit.
Doing everything.
Corn, maize, bread, wheat.
Alright, so what is... Let me leave off with this. What do you think is the last thing you want... people to know, like, if there's something that you feel like a lot of people should know, what do you think? Is it the thing we just talked about, maybe?
Always keep your sanity, bro. Don't ever let these niggas take your sanity and your mind away from you.
If
they take your mind, it's over.
Okay.
If, I feel like Africa would be one of the greatest continents, nations, ever if the British and everybody else had never came and took it over and plundered it and robbed it for its resources. I feel like they'd be like,
right.
I wouldn't say a utopian society, but they'd be like
Wakanda.
And you find, they just found out that electromagnetic rock that produces its own electricity in Africa not too long ago. Africa has gold in its soil, all kinds of stuff, but they get raided and plundered and destroyed and exploited for it. So that's what happens. They came up with irrigation systems first, the pyramids themselves, Tesla coil, like everything,
It's just taken from you when you, well, that's, that just shows like the power of information, like as it's spread throughout the years, like what actually ends up breaking through. Cause you know, history's told by winners, but you know, we know there's other sides of the story that is just never going to be told. So just be skeptical, I think, and be
question everything.
Curious, you
question
know,
question everything
for sure.
Question everything.
Everything is not what it seems like, man. That's just what I feel like I've been learning as I get older, you know. Like, just everything ain't what it seems.
Facts.
Just, yeah.
But definitely just stay protected and stay prayed up. And you got to understand, we're in that spiritual shit is real.
And keep spirits God in your life, fuck,
yeah,
man.
Definitely keep God in your
don't
life,
don't doubt your dreams either, nigga.
And don't do that either, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Doubt what you see in your subconscious, bro.
Because we at war, bro.
That's right.
But don't let it get to you, bro. Stay up.
That's right. And yeah, we're just going to end off with that. Thanks for listening to the Playroom Podcast. My name's Hazy J. Thank you to my guests.
AB.
Crown Royal Bottle.
Kato.
And don't play with yourself, man. Play with the room, man.